Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers, Ford, built for Texas, built for you. We talk with Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com. Sir, how are you?
Gentlemen, how you doing?
We're good. We have
great, Mickey.
Questions on the injury front. I know time will tell, but do you feel optimistic or do you have any insight about the status of DeMarcus Lawrence?
I do not. Mike McCarthy said that he would be with the rehab group, and if he's with the rehab group, it's the inside rehab group because I didn't see him on the field with the portion that we get to watch. So we'll see where that one goes. Evidently, yesterday his wife was giving birth to a child. So that was one of the reasons I think that he missed. But they expected him back today, and I didn't see him out there. So, you know, he could be doing stuff in the weight room and not yet out on the field. So, yeah, that's a one that we're going to have to keep an eye on.
And then the other one is Trayvon Diggs. What is his status after
practice? He was out there taking part in some of the individual drills.
Okay.
He actually took part in some of the special teams drills too. So that bodes well. I think they're somewhat optimistic that in due time he will be ready for Sunday. So that sounded encouraging. He was helmets, pads, the whole bit. So we'll see how they designate him, and I think it's going to determine how much he does when they get into team practice. Chidobe Awuzie, still doing rehab. He was not in pads or helmet or anything, so he's working in rehab. And Tyron Smith was at least dressed out in pads, helmet, and he was working with the team's strength and conditioning coach off to the side when they were doing the majority of the individual drills.
How do you strengthen your for a stinger? Like, is that what they're trying to do, or just trying to make sure he's
well?
Still
they're
strong?
Trying to make sure he can move around.
Okay,
right? You know,
gotcha.
Run and not have any. I mean, there's a reason why you get a stinger, right? So, I just think they're trying to kind of ease him back into things. And he probably hadn't been doing much running or, you know, any of the stuff on resistance cords while nursing that last week at the end. And so there's getting him back out there. So we'll see where that one goes. I don't know if they'll, maybe he will be listed as, limited participation, but and different coaches do it differently. Some coaches, if you don't go through the entire practice, you're limited or DNP. And if you only, do part of it, only individual and not team, they'll DNP you. So we'll see what the designation is later on this afternoon.
So the other side is Lyle Collins. I know he can't play this week, but are you hearing good things that he's just going to miss the first three games and be ready to go in game?
It sounded that way, Mike. And again, we'll see once he's allowed. Because when you're on IR, you can't go out there and do anything with the rest of the – I mean, you can work out on the side, but you can't do anything else. So they don't – They don't want you to be, stashing guys on IR and they're not really hurt. So you're not allowed to take part in any of the team stuff. You're allowed to do individual stuff, sort of like Randy Gregory now still, serving his conditional reinstatement, and he can go out there and work on his own and work on conditioning and work with the trainers, but can't do anything with the team just yet. So, yeah, that's another, you know, I hate to keep saying it, but, you know, we'll see when he's eligible to get back out there how quickly he can, you know, jump back into things.
I guess that's the question then. Like, we're asking about the offensive line a lot because we have a lot of concerns there. Mickey, as you've been preparing for Seattle, what have you known about or noticed about the Seattle pass rush? Is that something that should strike fear in everybody's souls?
I don't think so. You know, they're the only guy on the defensive line that has a sack is, name you might remember, Benson Mayoa.
Oh, yeah.
He's got one.
Okay.
And the only other guy on the team that's got any sacks is Jamal Adams, and he has two.
Okay.
So they got one more sack than the Cowboys do right now. And, by the way, Benson Mayoa did not practice yesterday. He's got a groin injury, and their probably best pass rusher, although he didn't have a sack yet, is Bruce Irvin. And they placed him on injured reserve, so he's out. And their best probably defensive tackle, Jerron Reed, missed practice with a back issue yesterday. So, they're kind of beat. You know what? I bet whoever you're playing, you might say they're kind of beat up too. It just kind of seems the way things are going this year so far.
So do you think then that, like, while we've all voiced our concerns about, you know, potentially how the Seattle offense matches up with the Cowboys defense, you think hopefully the Seattle defense is susceptible as well?
Yeah, I mean, I would think so. You know, let's face it. They gave up 25 points in the first game to Atlanta and then gave up 30 points to New England, with the game ending on their 1 yard line, right?
Yeah.
So it's not like, you know, it's not like they've just shut everybody down. If I remember correctly, you know, Cam Newton, and I don't know what you think of his quarterbacking ability, threw for 397 yards against him.
In your face, Kevin.
I like Cam Newton.
Whatever, then lie.
So, I mean, I don't know what that says about their pass defense, but, you know, Julian Edelman had 8 catches for 179 yards. So, I don't think their defense is what we are used to seeing on their defense. I don't think that they have been as, you know, aggressive and shut down, and you're kind of scared to run against them. Because remember, they got Jamal Adams, but they don't have the safeties they used to have, and they certainly don't have the corners they used to have. So, that's kind of going to be a somewhat of an unknown right now on just what they are. And they won't have that 12th man either, by the way.
Yeah, okay. That was where I was going with this, Mickey.
I was infuriated by what Mike McCarthy said about that.
Should Kevin get as upset about the 12th man discussion as he does? Because he's always out there telling people, oh, my gosh, A&M came up with the 12th
man.
We
did!
And nobody cares. But he keeps telling everybody. What do you think about that, Mickey?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's a great talking subject. I don't know that I'd get all fired up about it, right?
I've been to a game there at A&M. Usually they're chanting, we're number 12.
Okay. That is probably factually accurate.
Let's just pile on A&M right now,
that's
right?
That's fine. We will invent national championships despite all of you. The other thing I was going to ask you about is, does that mean we should take the over and the over-under? But Mike McCarthy said, be careful about gambling. It could be bad for us.
Yeah, that's right, especially those video poker machines in the bars, right?
I know. I want to know more about, like, it felt really personal to him. Not that he just saw it, but like it felt like it ruined one of his friends' lives or something, the way he described it.
I think when you're a kid growing up and you see people just kind of throwing money in there and wasting it, you probably makes an impression on you.
I could definitely see that.
I could tell you a funny story. So my dad was not a gambler, right? And one time I think my uncle took him to a racetrack and told him, okay, bet on that horse. You know, he's the favorite. He's going to do well. And my dad said, yeah, he was doing well, and I saw him coming down the stretch, and then we got to the finish line, and I was like, asked his either brother and brother-in-law, he goes, well, where's my horse? And he goes, oh, he's down the stretch. He fell down.
Oh.
And my dad said that was the last horse he ever bet on in his life.
Oh, my God. I thought you said this was a funny story. That's horrible.
It kind of is because he said if the horses depended on eating on his money, they would starve to death.
Wow.
How's that for some philosophy?
Man.
I like it.
That is...
Now, is that where they get the saying, it's curtains for you? Because I've been to Grand Prairie when they had
and they
to
have
do
to
that.
Bring out the curtains, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't think that had to do with horse racing. I always thought it had to do with plays or something when, you know, it ended. It was curtains.
Okay.
Well, if we could steal from a Cowboys press conference, that's an ender right there. Thank you very much, Mickey.
Hey, whatever I can do to help.
All right, Mickey Spagnuolo.
Team player right there.
DallasCowboys.com. I wanted to ask you guys, you know what? We could play any clip, but it's just an unending barrage of goals from Tampa Bay last night. So let's just skip playing any of those clips because they make me sad.
Yeah.
Here's my question, and I swear I'm not doing a bit. I'm really asking. All right. You just saw your goalie get roughed up. Would you consider
starting Ottinger?
Is it Mike time? Oh,
not Ben Bishop because he's still sitting
Bishop?
Up there in the box. He's not ready to play.
He wasn't last time.
So
get healthy.
Would you
shoot him up with steroids or something? The painkiller stuff.
Would you consider playing Ottinger maybe Friday or Saturday?
No, I'm with Mike. This is the Stanley Cup final. Like, you are trying to put out the best you have, and this dude has been the best you have. Yeah, he's had a couple bad games.
Tell Miro to not pass it to the other team.
Yeah.
How about that? Yeah. Hey, Miro's the next Wayne Gretzky. Well, did Wayne pass it to the other team in the Stanley Cup finals?
I'm going to say no. Not
probably
all the time.
Not.
Maybe a couple occasionally, but not all the time, probably.
We're in green tonight, Miro. How about that?
Wow.
There's coaching.
I would say no for the simple fact that, like, you have other problems than Dobby at the moment.
Sure.
And now have they found something? Has Tampa Bay seen something that Dobby can't do? And now they're exposing that. That's something that Rick Bowness really has to figure out here is it the defense that I'm putting out there? Is it my alignments? Is it my lines? Or is it that they found a hole in Dobby's game? And I haven't seen that. When you get the puck in the net, though, that many times, you start feeling that way. The confidence level, that's something, Mike, you've been there. How do you get confidence back when you get shelled?
If it's just one game, you're okay. If the Rangers were in the playoffs, and I remember doing this a lot in the playoffs, especially in 2010, 2011, because you made it deep into the playoffs, to the World Series. And people would, as I was coming on the fan for the first time, I remember they got to mix up the lineup, and I can't remember who, but let's just say Michael Young has went 0-for-4 in game number 2, and they're down, you know, maybe they're just, it tied up the series and they only scored one run. It's like, hey, should Michael Young be batting second? Should we move him like to seventh? I mean, those were 4 bad at bats. Like, hey, we are in the World Series right now. The team that got you to the World Series, this is it. Let's not panic and make any panic moves here. It was one game. It was a bad game. I mean, I'll be honest. When they scored 2 goals, I flipped my computer off. Not with my fingers. I just you know. I was like, I'm done. You guys can tell me about it tomorrow. I see what's going to happen here. And so I would just say that this is who you came to the dance with, and you've made it to the last dance. So let's see if they can do it. If they can't do it, they're not good enough to do it. Putting in some scrub ain't going to help.
Kevin, I guess the thing that he just said is, can the Stars save the last dance?
What's up, Julius Stiles? So on those goals, a couple of them were assisted by Nikita
Miro.
Kucherov. Oh. Well, that too. I don't think that counts in the box score, but I totally understand your point there. Is with that, Kucherov set the Tampa Bay Lightning record for most points in a playoff run. And then keep an eye out on this. Steven Stamkos is still questionable for tomorrow. He only played five shifts, and I know he scored a goal, but he's been out since February, so the idea was you have to see how his body responds today. So they are not ready to say he will play tomorrow. He is questionable as of now.
I do wonder, Kevin, like, I know Tampa Bay is really good, but just seeing that dude put one in the net last night, how much that juiced them.
Yeah.
And that's why you need Sagan to score. I was telling you yesterday, this is why Sagan's got to put one in there, because the rest of the team will feed off of it.
Stamkos, by the way, first player since 1940 to score a goal while making his first postseason appearance in the Stanley Cup Final. So there you go. Haven't seen in 80 years.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.